Off the ball rugby.
I would be very, very low if I was involved in that group who have gone to three finals, because losing in finals is 10 times the hurt.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Cathal Mullany. On the way, we'll get Ian Madigan's take on Leinster's defeat to Toulouse in the Investec Champions Cup final last weekend. But first, let's bring in news of a new signing from Munster ahead of next season. And South African back Zakir Abrahams has signed a 2-year contract to join the province. The 25-year-old joins from Lyon, having scored 5 tries in 13 appearances last season. Abrahams played for South Africa at under-20 level. He represented Western Province at underage level before moving to Durban to join the Sharks and quickly made his Super Rugby debut in 2020. Abrahams will be the 9th new addition to the Munster senior squad ahead of next season, with Billy Burns, Tom Farrell and Jermith Kilgallen also joining the province, and young players Brian Gleeson, Edwin Adogbo, Mark Donnelly, Tony Butler and Ethan Coughlin are also stepping up from the academy to the senior squad. Next, let's bring you some more analysis of Leinster's defeat to Toulouse in the Investec Champions Cup final last weekend. And Ian Madigan was on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning with Owen and Johnny reflecting on that defeat. The former Ireland and Leinster out half says he believes the absence of Johnny Sexton was a significant factor in Leinster's loss.
We missed Johnny at the weekend. You know, that's...
How so?
How so? Like, great question. And it's like you can break down the individual parts of the game. Was it his passing we missed, or his goal kicking? Like, ultimately, Johnny's a winner, you know, and he finds a way to win. And it's the influence that he has on the players around him, the opposition and the referee. And there was a few moments in that game, you know, I think back to like early on when Caelan Doris ships a high shot from Willis. Had Johnny been on the pitch, that gets reviewed, you know. The edge that Johnny brings, you think back to that big moment. Leinster had attack after attack, turned the ball over, Toulouse hack it downfield, Hugo Keenan and Van der Fleer do a counter attack, and you know Josh gets carried out into touch. Like, it was such a big moment in the game. But if you look at it, like, Josh is getting headlocked by Malia as he's getting carried over the touchline. If Johnny's there or Sean O'Brien's there, we're seeing a big reaction. You know,
just kind of performative in front of the referee, to the referee, look at this.
Yeah, you need a reaction for the referee to go, or the TMO to go, Jesus, something must have happened there. You know, why did that player react? And you go, oh, well, he was getting choked out. He was getting headlocked as he's going over the touchline. So it's those big moments. Johnny's ability to be on every single moment in a game was something that probably wasn't spoken about a whole lot, but was an unbelievable strength of his. He just had his finger on the pulse for 80
minutes.
That's
a very rare thing as well, I'd imagine, in any league.
And how do you coach that?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It's almost like it's just a part of your, I don't know, your makeup or something. Like, makes you one of the 1% of 1% nearly. Like.
Yeah, it's just the ferocious competitiveness that Johnny brought, and that will to win.
Harlequins flanker Katie Mew has become the latest player of the club squad to announce her retirement. The 28-year-old has been at Harlequins for the last 6 seasons, and she began her career at Havant, and she was part of the Harlequins side that beat Saracens 25-17 to win the Premier 15s title in 2021. Former England trio Shauna Brown, Emily Scott and Rachel Burford all announced their retirements earlier this week. So that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget you can subscribe to the O2B Rugby feed for more. We'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you again tomorrow, but until then, thanks for listening.